From Tidbits on January 24th, 2011, this is Unity Remote Turns iOS Device into Universal Remote, written by Michael E. Cohen. A black plastic cylinder sits on my coffee table. It's about half the size of a can of soup, and it has changed my life. Well, that's a little melodramatic, but the Unity Remote from Gear 4 really has improved the portion of my life that is dedicated to couch potato pursuits. Now, you should understand that I'm far from the most dedicated of couch potatoes. My entertainment gear consists of a year-old HDTV, a cable box DVR supplied by my cable company, a first-generation Apple TV, and a stereo amplifier old enough to be pursuing postgraduate studies. I also have a DVD player, but I rarely use it. However, the four entertainment devices I use mean that I must have four different remote controls at hand to manage my modest assemblage of home entertainment technology from across the room. Well, that is, I needed those remotes until Gear 4 sent me a review unit of their Unity remote device to examine for a couple of weeks. Now my remote has been replaced by a small black plastic cylinder and my iPad. So as I recline on my sofa, I can tap out the opening lines of this review, channel surf, check a reference online, and call up instant replays of a sporting event all from my iPad screen. Sloth may be one of the seven deadly sins, but there's this thin, delicious line between sloth and multitasking satisfaction. Out of the box. The $99 Unity remote arrives in a small box that contains the device itself, three AA batteries, and a small booklet explains how to insert the batteries and pair the device with your iOS device via Bluetooth. That's right, Bluetooth. The Unity remote contains a Bluetooth radio with which your iOS device communicates to the Unity remote. The Unity remote also contains a small bank of infrared transmitters ringing the top of the cylinder inside of its tinted black plastic shell. It uses those to send control signals to your entertainment gear. The first time you pair your iOS device with the Unity remote, on your iPad, it's Settings, General, Bluetooth, your iOS device tells you that you need an app to use the paired device, and then you're whisked to the App Store so you can download the free Unity remote app. The app itself is compatible with iPhone 3G or later, and iPod Touch 2G or later, and with iPad. The iPhone and iPod Touch must be running iOS 3.1.3 or above. The iPad requires iOS 3.2 or above. However, even though the app is compatible with iPad, the app is designed for the iPhone and the iPod Touch screen dimensions, so running it on an iPad, as I do, means that you have to type the 2X screen button to see the app in full screen glory. For many apps, this last is often a drawback. For the Unity remote, however, it is a feature, at least for me. I'm very nearsighted, and I usually have to remove my glasses in order to make out the labels on an ordinary remote control, and then put my glasses back on to see the TV screen. The pixel-doubled Unity remote buttons on the iPad, on the other hand, are easily readable when my glasses are on. Note that even if you don't share my visual issues, you still get some benefit from the pixel-doubled Unity remote interface. The large buttons mean that there's less chance you'll hit the wrong one when using the app. Devices and actions. When you first launch the app, a setup assistant offers to walk you through introducing your entertainment devices to the Unity remote and then to configure one or more actions. Introducing your entertainment devices to the Unity remote is simple. For each device, you do the following. Power it down, place the Unity remote near it, choose the device manufacturer from a list. There are many dozens of manufacturers in the app's database. Specify the type of device, such as TV, receiver, DVD player, and so on, and then wait for the Unity remote to power it on. If the device turns on, it means that the Unity remote has found a set of infrared control codes that work with the device, and it assigns those codes to the device. All but one of my devices, even my ancient amplifier, were successfully mapped to a set of control codes by the app. My Apple TV was not set up during this initial session, but I didn't expect it to be. First, the Apple TV is never really off, but remains on standby whenever it's plugged in, so the power-on trick really won't work with it. Even more tellingly, there is no entry for the Apple TV in the list of Apple devices presented by the app. A Gear 4 engineer tells me that, in fact, Apple TV is supported, but the entry for it in the app version I have isn't obvious, That will be changed in a future update. Luckily, the Unity remote enables you to create an arbitrary device and can learn the infrared signals that the remote controls emit. And the one that I have created for my Apple TV from scratch works just fine. Once you teach the app about your devices, you configure actions. These are simple templates for common activities that require several of your entertainment devices to work together, such as watch TV, which in my case requires the cable box, the HDTV, and my stereo amplifier. The setup assistant asks you a series of questions about how the devices needed by the action work together, how they need to be powered on, and so forth, and then it creates a series of keypads containing the controls that you typically use when engaging in that action. For example, a watch TV action might provide volume controls, channel controls, a directional controller with up, down, left, right, and enter buttons, and controls for choosing the video input. Once the setup assistant finishes its work, you're ready to kick back and be entertained, at least in theory. Theory versus practice. As the saying goes, in theory, there is no difference between theory and practice, but in practice, there is. In my earliest attempts to use the Unity remote, for example, I discovered that not all of the remote control buttons listed in the app matched the ones on my physical remotes, and some of the ones that were present were mislabeled. For example, the button to switch to the HDMI 1 input on my TV did not work. Instead, the app's Video 1 button did that job. Furthermore, the Option button for my TV didn't appear among the standard keys for my TV in the app at all. Also, the pre-supplied keypad layout supplied with each action were really not a good match for my viewing practices, and several buttons that I use a lot weren't on the pre-supplied keypads. These, however, sound like much bigger obstacles than they actually are. You can add buttons and change the assignment of any button on any keypad at any time with very little effort, and you can relabel any of the buttons that don't match their actual functionality. Furthermore, if a button, like my TV's Option button, is not included among those listed in the app, you can use your original remote to teach it to the Unity remote quickly. You can also add additional keypads to those pre-supplied with any action template. Within a day or two, I had created 6 custom keypads for my TV central action, which I based on the Watch TV template, that suited my viewing needs admirably. The only thing you can't do when creating and customizing keypads is to change the order in which the keypads appear after you create them. So, if you want to avoid flicking left and right from keypad to keypad to keypad just to do some simple common viewing task, you do have to give some thought to which buttons belong together and which keypads should be adjacent to each other. My grand experiment. After I had played with the app for a few days and had come up with a good collection of actions and keypads for those actions, I took the big leap. I took all of my individual remote controls and stuck them in a drawer to see if I could go for a week using only the Unity remote for my viewing and listening activities. Much to my delight, I didn't miss any of my old remote controls at all. The app was more than equal to my channel surfing, DVR watching, volume setting, device hopping, couch potato activities. At first, I was troubled by the small delay of having to wake my iPad and wait for it to reconnect to the Unity remote device whenever my iPad went to sleep. But I soon discovered the configuration setting in the app for bypassing my iPad's sleep timeout. What's more, I learned that keeping my iPad awake and illuminated did not run the battery down nearly as much as I thought it might. Just sitting there, lit up and waiting for my touch, my iPad lost only 5% of its charge per hour. Rough edges. The Unity remote is not without its flaws and bugs. One common shortcoming that I have regularly encountered is a warning telling me that the app has received a low memory message and that I should close both the Unity remote app and any other apps as well. The instruction to close is especially vague in the iOS 4.2 era of multitasking, but it turns out that close really means completely quit. To solve the memory issue, you not only have to close the Unity remote app, but also remove it from the multitasking bar before you restart it. For best results, you need to do the same with any other apps on your multitasking bar as well, though you can probably get away with just killing off Mail and Safari, both of which make considerable use of RAM in the background. The memory warning, by the way, occurs more often on the iPad and older iPhones than on the iPhone 4. The iPad has only 256 megabytes of working RAM compared to the 512 megabytes on the iPhone 4. I also found that the app can lose track of which of my entertainment devices are powered on at any time. Although there is a help button that can often fix such problems, it doesn't always work, and the big friendly contact text support button included in the help component doesn't seem to do anything at all. Nonetheless, even with its occasional hiccups and sometimes confusing error messages, I am more than pleased with the Unity Remote. A friend of mine has spent well over $1,000 trying out various other universal remotes, and I have suffered with him as I helped him to set them up, only to find that they were more trouble than they were worth. For $99, the Unity Remote is closer to his remote control Holy Grail than any other that I have ever seen. In fact, a few days from now, when I have to return my Unity Remote review unit, I plan to buy one for myself. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Beelight Software, and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Michael Cohen, and thanks for listening.